Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, I'm Rhea. Looking back, I can pinpoint the exact moment my life unraveled. The day I decided to block my husband's number during my business trip to San Diego. What was supposed to be a weekend escape with Alex, my colleague, turned into the beginning of the end. "Are you sure about this?" Alex asked as we checked into the beachfront hotel, his voice carrying a mix of excitement and hesitation. He placed his bag on the floor, running his hand through his dark hair. I silenced my phone after seeing Tom's third message. "He'll survive a weekend without constant updates." I told him the reception would be spotty anyway. "It just seems, I don't know, unnecessarily cruel. You could just tell him you're busy with conferences. And have him call the hotel room at midnight to check in? No thanks." I tossed my phone into my purse. "Can we not talk about my husband right now?" "Fair enough." Alex walked to the window, gazing at the ocean view. "This place is amazing. You have good taste, Rhea." "Only the best for us," I replied, joining him at the window. 5 years of marriage and Tom's idea of a getaway is camping in the mountains. No electricity, no running water, just bugs and dirt. Alex turned to face me. "Is that really why you're doing this? Because he likes camping?" I sighed, leaning against the window frame. "No, it's everything. The way he hovers, always checking in. The way he plans our life down to the minute. The way he loves you," Alex interrupted. "You don't understand. It's suffocating." Alex raised his hands in surrender. "You're right. This weekend is about us." My best friend Mia had warned me just days before. We'd been having coffee when I'd confessed my plans. "Rhea, are you insane? You've been married for 5 years. Tom worships the ground you walk on." Mia's eyes had widened in disbelief. "That's part of the problem," I'd admitted. "It's suffocating. He's always there, always checking in. I just need space to breathe." "There are better ways to get space than having an affair with your coworker," she'd countered, stirring her coffee vigorously. "It's just physical. It doesn't mean anything." "Does Alex know that?" Mia had asked, eyebrow raised. "It's complicated," I'd mumbled into my latte. "No, Rhea, it's actually very simple. You're either committed to your marriage or you're not." Mia had reached across the table to squeeze my hand. "If you're unhappy, talk to Tom. Go to counseling. Don't do something you can't take back." Now, in the hotel room with the ocean view Tom would have loved, Alex wrapped his arms around me from behind. "What are you thinking about?" "Nothing important," I lied, leaning back into him. "Let's order room service." The weekend passed in a blur of beach walks, fancy dinners, and stolen moments. I kept my phone off the entire time, ignoring the nagging voice in my head. By Sunday evening, anxiety began creeping in. "I should probably turn my phone back on," I said as we packed. "Tom's probably worried sick." Alex zipped his suitcase. "Are you going to tell him?" "Tell him what? That instead of attending marketing conferences, I was with you?" I laughed, but it sounded hollow. "Of course not." "What about us?" Alex's voice was suddenly serious. "Where do we go from here?" "Back to reality, I guess." I avoided his eyes. "This was fun, but..." "But it was just a weekend fling?" The hurt in his voice was unmistakable. "Alex, we both knew what this was. I'm married." "Are you, though? In any way that matters?" His words stung with their accuracy. "You don't act like someone who's committed to her husband." "That's not fair." "Neither is leading me on for months, Rhea." Before I could respond, my phone buzzed to life with multiple notifications. Not from Tom, but from Mia. "Rhea, call me immediately. It's about Tom. It's serious." "What do you mean he's gone?" I paced my living room while Mia sat on the couch, her face etched with concern. I'd rushed home from the airport to find the house eerily empty. Tom's closet cleared out, his personal items missing. He came to see me Friday night completely devastated, Mia explained. He knew Rhea. He knew about Alex. My blood ran cold. That's impossible. I was careful. Your tech-savvy husband checked your location when you weren't answering his calls. You weren't at the conference hotel. Mia's voice was gentle but accusatory. He saw photos of you two on the beach on Alex's Instagram. I collapsed onto the armchair. Alex posted pictures? I specifically asked him not to. That's what you're worried about? Not the fact that your husband discovered your affair and moved out? Of course I care that he's gone. But how did this happen? I was so careful. My voice trailed off as the reality of the situation began to sink in. Careful? Rhea, you've been having an affair with a coworker who constantly posts on social media. What did you think would happen? Mia's frustration was evident. And blocking Tom's number? Who does that? I just needed a weekend without his constant checking in. Mia shook her head in disbelief. You don't get it. This isn't about the weekend. It's about the months of lying, sneaking around, pulling away from him without explanation. The doorbell rang. I opened it to find Carlos, Tom's best friend since college. Where is he? I demanded. Carlos shook his head, contempt clear in his eyes. I'm just here to pick up his gaming console. He doesn't want to talk to you. Carlos, please, I need to explain. Explain what? How you lied to him for months? How you blocked his calls while he was frantically trying to reach you because his mother was in the hospital? The room started spinning. His mother? What happened? She had a stroke Friday night. He tried calling you dozens of times. Carlos's voice shook with anger. He needed you, Rhea. His mother nearly died, and you were too busy with your fling to even pick up the phone. Mia gasped behind me. I didn't know, I started. Of course you didn't. You blocked him. Carlos pushed past me to retrieve Tom's gaming equipment. He sat alone in that hospital waiting room all night, calling you over and over. Is she okay? I whispered. No thanks to you, Carlos snapped. She kept asking for you, you know? Where's Rhea? I want to see my daughter-in-law. Tom had to lie to her too. Make excuses for why you weren't there. Where is he now? I need to talk to him. He's staying with me. And no, you don't get to talk to him. Carlos gathered the console and games. You know what kills me? He still asked me to make sure you were okay. That's the kind of man you threw away. After Carlos left, I turned to Mia. I have to fix this. Can you fix this? Mia asked skeptically. You betrayed him in the worst possible way, Rhea. The doorbell rang again. This time it was Sarah, Tom's sister. I just need to get his childhood photo albums, she said coldly. Mom's asking for them. Sarah, please, I didn't know about your mom. How is she? Stable, no thanks to you. Sarah's eyes were red from crying. You know what Tom was doing while you were ignoring his calls? Sitting next to Mom's hospital bed, showing her your wedding photos to help keep her calm during tests? Each word felt like a physical blow. I made a terrible mistake. I need to talk to him. You don't get it, do you? Sarah's voice cracked. This isn't just about the affair. It's about you abandoning him when he needed you most. He's done, Rhea. Completely done. Monday morning came with crushing reality. I went to work, hoping to avoid Alex, but he cornered me in the break room. You haven't returned any of my texts, he said. What's going on? Tom knew about us, I hissed. Your Instagram posts, how could you be so careless? Alex had the decency to look ashamed. I wasn't thinking, I'm sorry, but maybe this is for the best. Now we don't have to hide. I stared at him in disbelief. Are you serious? My marriage is over. Tom's mother had a stroke while we were at that hotel, and I missed all his calls because I blocked him. That's not my fault, Alex said defensively. No, it's mine. All mine. I brushed past him, my eyes stinging with tears. Rhea, wait, he called after me. We can work through this. Now we can be together properly. I spun around. Together? There is no we, Alex. There never was. This was a mistake, the biggest mistake of my life. So I was just convenient? A way to escape your marriage without actually leaving? The hurt in his eyes quickly transformed into anger. You used me. I used both of you, I admitted, and I destroyed everything in the process. Later that day, I drove to Carlos's apartment. Tom's car was in the parking lot. He doesn't want to see you, Carlos said, blocking the doorway. Just 5 minutes, please. Tom appeared behind him. It's okay, Carlos. My husband, was he still my husband? Looked like he hadn't slept in days. His normally vibrant eyes were dull, his face unshaven. Tom, I'm so sorry. Don't, he held up his hand. I didn't agree to talk so you could apologize. Your mom, how is she? Recovering. She's asking why you haven't visited. His voice was flat. I told her you were busy with work. You didn't tell her about you cheating? No. She doesn't need that stress right now. We moved to Carlos's small balcony for privacy. The tension between us was palpable. I made a mistake, Tom. A horrible mistake. A mistake is forgetting an anniversary or burning dinner. What you did was a choice, Rhea. A series of deliberate choices. I know. You have every right to hate me. I don't hate you. Tom looked at me with such profound sadness that it took my breath away. That would be easier. I'm just done. What does that mean? It means I've filed for divorce. The papers will be delivered tomorrow. The world tilted beneath me. Just like that? 5 years of marriage over? Tom's laugh was bitter. Just like that? You blocked me, Rhea, while my mother was dying in a hospital, while I was sitting there alone, terrified she wouldn't make it through the night. I called you 17 times. I didn't know about your mom. It doesn't matter. His voice rose for the first time. You shouldn't have blocked me regardless. Who does that to someone they claim to love? I felt suffocated, I whispered. I just wanted space. Space? Tom repeated incredulously. You could have asked for space. We could have talked about boundaries. Instead, you chose deception. You chose someone else. Carlos poked his head out. Everything okay? Tom nodded, collecting himself. We're almost done here. Please, Tom, we can get counseling. Work through this. There's nothing to work through. I trusted you completely, and you shattered that trust. I won't live my life wondering where you are or who you're with every time you don't answer your phone. I never meant to hurt you like this. But you did. He looked at me one last time. You made your choice, Rhea. Now I'm making mine. As I left, he said one last thing. The worst part? I still would have forgiven you for the affair. But I can't forgive you for not being there when I needed you most. The divorce papers arrived as promised. I signed them without a fight. It was the least I could do. 3 months later, my new apartment felt empty despite the furniture. Alex and I had tried dating officially, but the relationship crumbled under the weight of how it began. How are you holding up? Mia asked during our weekly coffee date. Taking it day by day, I answered honestly. I saw Tom yesterday. Mia's eyebrows shot up. Really? How did that go? As well as could be expected. We met to finalize splitting some investments. He looks good. Healthy. Carlos mentioned he's been seeing someone, a nurse from his mom's rehabilitation center. The news stung more than I expected. Good for him. He deserves to be happy. And what about you? What do you deserve? I stared into my coffee cup. I'm not sure anymore. I destroyed something precious because I was selfish. Later that week, I ran into Sarah at the grocery store. She was cold, but civil. How's your mom doing? I asked. Much better, almost back to her old self. And Tom? Sarah studied me for a moment. He's finding his way, moving forward. Without me, I said quietly. That was your choice, wasn't it? Her words weren't cruel, just matter of fact. You know, he still defended you to the family, said there must have been a reason. That you weren't a bad person. The last time I saw Tom was at the courthouse after our divorce was finalized. We stood awkwardly in the hallway. So this is it, I said. This is it. He nodded, his eyes meeting mine fully for the first time in months. I truly am sorry, Tom. not just for what I did, but for who I was. I know. He hesitated, then added, I hope you find what you're looking for, Rhea. I had it, I admitted. I just didn't recognize it until it was gone. As he walked away, I realized the heaviest consequence wasn't losing my husband. It was having to live with the knowledge that I'd hurt someone who had loved me completely. Someone who had deserved so much better. Sometimes I still reach for my phone to call him when something reminds me of an inside joke we shared. Sometimes I wake up forgetting he's gone. But then reality crashes back. And I remember, this wasn't something he did to me. It was something I did to myself. Have you ever lost something precious and only recognized its value when it was already gone? The hardest lessons are often the ones we teach ourselves.